This is the local VK5 news segment. Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kauri, with today's North East Radio Club news. And a big hello to all those mothers listening. I hope that you got breakfast in bed this morning and that you have a very pleasant day. The general meeting of the North East Radio Club last Friday night saw a screening of a video by VK7HH showing how a broadcast transmitter in a very remote site was overhauled and brought back to life. And then Tony, VK5FBIC, showed us photos and videos of the recent Heartland Rally held at Burrah, and in which he attended as a member of the YSEN Radio Marshals team. Well done, Tony, and to all the other YSEN members. And just a reminder that May has got 5 Fridays in it, so that means that Sir Lunchalot right now is not sparing himself. He's scouring far and wide to find a suitable venue for the 5th Friday lunch, which will be held on Friday the 30th of May. So stay tuned for more news. And just a reminder that the North East Radio Club Buy and Sell will be held on next Sunday, the 18th of May, at the Modbury West Community Hall. Sellers can enter and set up at 11 a.m. and it's a cost of $10 per table, and buyers can enter at 11:30 a.m. for $5. And as usual, there will be a barbecue and drinks available. Table bookings can be made by contacting the secretary, Brian, VK5VI, at his website, which is btrob45@gmail.com. Now, that's all we have for this week, so keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI, with the AREG news for the 11th of May. AREG's next meeting will be held on Friday the 16th of May at the Fulham Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. This month our presentation is The Four Sides of a Triangle by Graham Wilson, VK5RE. In this presentation, Graham will talk about how he drove 521,000 kilometres around Australia in 6.5 years, checking mobile phone coverage, and how he developed driving techniques to do efficient driving and seeing and photographing many interesting things along the way. Doors open at 7 p.m, with the presentations kicking off at 7:30 p.m. For our remote members, the meeting will be broadcast on Zoom. We hope to see you there. As mentioned previously, AREG now has a 2-metre repeater operational from the VK5 RSB Summertown site. This repeater is on 147.175 MHz, with a positive 600 kHz offset and a 91.5 Hz tone. In recent weeks, works were performed at the site, including replacing the 2-metre antenna and moving it to the top of the tower, and also tweaking the repeater controller. Stations using the repeater should be aware the system is set up a little bit differently to other Adelaide repeaters. When you access the repeater, you will hear a courtesy beep 1 second after the end of your transmission, like this. This signals that the 5-minute timeout timer has been reset, followed by the repeater tail transmitting for a further 4 seconds. During the remaining 4 seconds, you are free to key your transmitter and continue your conversation without waiting for the repeater to shut down. This will reduce the crash-bang, squelch-break noise you might be used to on other systems. This repeater should provide excellent coverage for Adelaide and the surrounding areas, and there's also now a predicted coverage map up on the AREG website at areg.org.au. Please give the repeater a go, and let us know how it's working for you by emailing us at vk5arg@areg.org.au. Other changes planned for the site include the installation of an APRS digipeater, donated by Nathan VK5OG, and the move of the central SA Link repeater network hub to the site. We'll keep you up to date with these changes as they happen. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. The 2025 Generations in Jazz event is now done and dusted. This was the baptism of fire for our new club trailer, and a wonderful asset it is proving itself to be. The inside of one of the lift-up sides provided a handy whiteboard, whilst a substantial table, borrowed from our club meeting room, provided some excellent feedback on what the final permanent configuration might look like. Some excellent ideas on what may enhance the functionality also resulted from the maiden outing, and we look forward to using it for many more events. I believe that its next outing will be a car rally later in this month. As for the Generation Jazz event itself, well, our group comprised 18 club members, all of whom contributed very well to the smooth running of the event. One very useful addition this year was the use of a golf buggy, which allowed Tom, VK5NFT, to rapidly transport some of our less agile members to their allocated spots and to provide transport for a couple of patrons who were carrying injuries. Although the Saturday was long for some, most of us finished at a sensible hour and all enjoyed the experience, especially knowing that we did our usual efficient job. I'm pretty sure that we'll all be back for next year's event. As mentioned above, we now need to prepare for a timed road event, car trial, at the end of this month. It takes place only a week before our 2025 annual convention, so we're going to be very busy for the next little while. Tim, VK5AV, and Greg, VK5ZGY, have called for volunteer foxes for the 2025 Australian Fox Hunting Championships, and they will run a training session for those who have never tried their hand at this very entertaining activity. I will be attending that, as it has been several years since I was a fox, and I'm probably a bit rusty in my deception skills. As mentioned above, I remind you that our 2025 annual convention will take place on Sunday the 8th of June, with all the usual attractions in place. Don't forget the home brew contest, and it would pay you to book for the Sunday night dinner now. Fox hunters need to register as well, so jump onto our website at serge.org.au, that's all lowercase, serge.org.au, and click on the conventions heading, and then 2025 convention for the latest up-to-date news. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 News for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.